Part 10, Chapter 4. It must have been night outside, but nothing could be darker than the deep guts of this ancient defense base. The black seemed to press in upon them as though possessed of actual weight. The miners' lamps were darting shafts through ink. They had come down a ramp, gone through an air-sealed door, and found an enormous cavern. The sign said, "Heliport." The time-decayed bulks of collapsed metal that stood along the walls had been some kind of planes. Planes with large fans on top. Johnny had seen pictures of them in the man books. They were called helicopters. He stared at the single one sitting in the middle of the vast floor. The small party of Scots with him were interested in something else. The doors. They were huge, made of metal, reaching far right and far left and up beyond their sight. Another entrance to the base, a fly-in entrance for their type of craft. Angus was scrambling around some motors to the side of the doors.
Electrical! Electrical! I wonder if these poor lads ever thought there would be a day when you had to do something manually. What if the power failed?
It's failed,
said Robert the Fox, his low voice booming in the vast hangar.
Call me the lamp boys,
said Angus. And presently the two Scots, who were packing lamps, batteries, wires, and fuses for their own lighting, trotted down the ramp, pushing their gear ahead of them on a dolly they had found. Hammering began over by the motors that operated the doors. Robert the Fox came over to Johnny.
If we can get those doors to open and close, we can fly in and out of here. There's a sighting port over there, and it shows the outside looks like a cave opening, overhung, not visible to the drone.
Johnny nodded, but he was looking at the center helicopter. The air was different here. He could feel it on his hands, drier. He went over to the helicopter. Yes, there was his eagle, with arrows in its claws, dim but huge on the side of this machine. Not like the other machines, which had minor insignia. He made out the letters, President of the United States. This was a special plane. The historian answered his pointing finger.
Head of the country. Commander-in-chief of the armed forces.
Johnny was puzzled. Yes, possibly he had gotten here on that day of disaster 1,000 or more years ago. But if so, where was he? There had been no such sign on the offices. He walked around the hangar. Ha! There was another elevator, a smaller one, in a different place. He looked further and found a door to a stairwell that led upward. The door was hard to open, apparently air-sealed. He got through it and mounted upward. Behind him, the hammer and clang of the group faded and died. There was only the soft pat of his feet on the stairs. Another air-sealed door at the top, even harder to open.